Hi, I'm Tom Zalatni.
And I'm Tefra Ajemian.
And you're listening to the No Bad Food Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. This is a show about great food and the people who love to make and eat it.
Our mandate is simple: to explore, taste, and learn about food in ways that celebrate all the things that make it great. Every week, we dig into a different dish, meal, ingredient, cuisine, or piece of food media, exploring the history and culture around it, sharing favorite recipes, and learning from our wonderful guests. The only rule?
You gotta love it.
After all, there's no such thing as bad food.
Before we dig in, we'd like to take a minute to acknowledge that the studio where we're recording is situated within the traditional and unsurrendered territories of the Ganyangahaga First Nations. As settlers, it's important that we remember that the lands we occupy are not our own and that we engage in conversations that challenge the colonial mindset. We want to encourage you to take some time today and every day to reflect on your relationship with the land you live on and with the indigenous communities of that area.
It's the most wonderful time of year again. The time when 16 foods go head-to-head in intense matchups week after week to determine which food deserves to win the title of Food of the Year and which food gets scraped off your plate into the garbage can. In addition to the crown, the winner gets a crown as in like the thing you wear on your head, not as in the show.
In addition to DVD copies of The Crown,
the winner gets bragging rights and a bunch of extra content dedicated to it for the rest of our 2024 season. This is Munch Madness.
Before we get into anything, we're going to very quickly tell you that we have a tiebreaker result from last week's show. We had a double tie last time between chocolate and charcuterie and hot sauce and bread, and with an overwhelming amount of the votes, chocolate and hot sauce will be moving on. That means that charcuterie, as much as I love it, will not be moving on to the next round, and last year's champ bread has been immediately dethroned. We will not have a triple repeat victory this year. We will have a new champ in 2024. So very exciting. Very exciting. It's another stacked lineup this week, folks. We have two fantastic matchups coming up. First, we have our write-in division, where first seed soup will face off against fourth seed sausage. Big fan of sausage, big fan of soup, big fan of sausage in soup. Honestly, for me, these are pretty evenly matched. I'm excited to see what happens.
Big fan of sausage with four seeds. If you could put four seeds in a sausage, which four seeds would you put in a sausage?
Oof. Together. Fennel?
Mm-hmm.
Caraway?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Maybe mustard seed?
Okay.
For like a little subtle kind of thing going, you know? Mm-hmm. I almost don't want to put a fourth seed in here.
I have to. It's a fourth seed sausage.
No! I can't think of a fourth seed to put in the sausage now. My mind is drawing complete and total blanks.
Okay.
Do you have a fourth seed?
I would put in coriander seed, cumin seed, nigella seed, and fennel seed.
Okay, yours sounds better. Let's go with yours.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And if you could put one seed in a soup, what would it be?
One seed in a soup, I think I'd go fennel.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised. You're a little fennel baby.
I'm a little fennel baby. I'm a little freaky for the fennel. The winner of this matchup will go up against salt in the quarterfinals, which is very exciting. And I mean, we'll see what happens. I could see this one going either way, honestly.
Yeah, it could. They're both popular. They're both good. They're both versatile. So let's see what we get. Our second matchup is the one everybody's been waiting for, honestly. This is our People's Choice division, where first seed ballot box stuffer Mountain Dew will attempt to eliminate crowd favorite fourth seed rice. This is really interesting because people have been wanting rice for years, and then some little freak just completely threw a wrench in the works, and for some reason Mountain Dew is here. And so we're gonna find out what happens. I have a feeling if Mountain Dew beats rice, we're gonna have some riots on our hands.
Honestly. And like, listen, I'm all for riots. Just make sure that if you're doing any damage to public property, the things you're damaging are cop cars and you're flipping them over and lighting them on fire and stuff. Don't
pouring Mountain Dew on them.
Yeah, don't do anything that affects like small businesses, you know?
Yeah, that's what that Kardashian did in the ad, right? She emptied Mountain Dew on the police.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
So, will we see a huge upset in this round, or will our guests finally let the bit die and give rice another shot at glory?
There's really only one way to find out. Should we get to it?
Let's. I'm scared. Let's do it.
All right, our first guest judge on this week's episode of No Bad Food Munch Madness, the final episode of the first round of this year's tournament, which means, you know, all the stakes are steaky today.
I didn't think steak was in the list of things to talk about today.
It could be. It could be if we wanted it to, but we don't, I guess. Christ, it's been a long day. Our guest is Steaky, and by that I mean loves a good steak almost as much as he loves a good video game and a good talking about it on his wonderful podcast, Debate This, the show that dares to ask the video game questions that nobody else dares to ask, like which Mario power-up would be the most useful one to have in a fast food restaurant kitchen.
Okay, that's really good. I need to write that down.
Or which Street Fighter character would have the best time competing on Guy's Grocery Games?
We've talked about that one before. You and I, at least.
Yeah. It's the one, the only, Matt Cole. You know him, you love him. He's here on the show all the time. And he's ready to judge some munch. And here we are.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me back. I've missed being here. It has been a hot minute since I've been here because life, you know. I also just added which video game character would best survive the food service industry to the list of possible DG topics. That is very good, and I like it a lot. Yeah, it's me, Matt. I've been here a bunch. If you've heard me before, cool. If not, I do a podcast called Debate This. Like Tom said, it's where your podcasts are. You just got to search for Debate This, and there we be.
It's one of my very favorite podcasts. Like,
oh, thank you.
Since we met at PodCon, however many, 5 years ago, Jesus.
Yeah.
You guys have remained consistently one of my favorites, so keep it up. And listeners, if you haven't listened yet, get your act together and go.
Yeah, it's the PodCon trifecta of Debate This, No Bad Food, and Left Trigger, Right Trigger. Still, to this day, my three favorite podcasts, not only because they're the first three podcasts I met in person.
Listen, there's something to that, right? Like there's something beautiful about that, like, lifelong bond that we bonded.
Yeah, there sure is. It was a special time in that very cold and disorganized hotel in Seattle.
Oh boy, yeah. Rest in peace, PodCon. Matt, are you ready? Are you ready to get into our first matchup today?
Tom, I'm so ready.
All right, so our first matchup comes from the write-in division of our tournament. That is our first seed Soup against our fourth seed Sausages.
Okay, here's the thing. Tom, there's one of these two things that I hate. I hate it a bunch. I think that it is not only a terrible excuse for food, but an affront to God and man. An affront to God and man. I was almost going to say an affront to God and Matt, and I guess that's true too.
Sure, sure.
But I think that soup is a waste of time and sausage is the correct answer. I hate soup. I hate hot liquid. It's liquid is cold, solid is warm. Solid also sometimes cold, liquid not warm. I don't like it. I don't like drinking my meals. I got these chompers for a reason. You can't chomp soup. Can't chomp soup. If we were here to talk about, like, chowder, perhaps a bisque, maybe even stew, I'd still say it loses to sausage because sausage is the best fucking breakfast meat to ever breakfast meat. However, there'd be more of an argument. But just straight up soup? No, absolutely not. Get your matzo balls, get your weddings, get your chickens and noodles. I don't want them. They're bad. Sausage.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. Like, I can't say that I agree with you, but I think it's a well-founded argument, and I hear you.
I appreciate that, and I know that that's a hot take. I know that not a lot of people vibe on that take. Really, you would have to put sausage up against something pretty strong for me to not vote for sausage. Like, I love sausage for breakfast, but honestly, sausage is one of my favorite proteins, period.
Sure.
And also one of my favorite just like flavors of meat. So you'd have to put it up against something really strong for me not to vote for it. Soup isn't really strong in my eyes, but I am still voting for sausage.
It's funny, like I would also vote for sausage, I think, in this matchup, despite really liking soup. Like I don't have the same aversion to hot wet that you do. But I'll say, like, most of my favorite soups do have stuff in them. Like, I'm not really a huge just plain broth person. And, like, Teffer makes this soup that we call the soup that it's like a Tuscan bean and kale soup that has chorizo in it.
Okay.
And, like,
putting sausage in that soup.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, for me, it's like, okay, like, that's my favorite soup, and that soup has sausage in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I think goes a long way. Like, if you need one thing to carry the other thing across the line, the thing doing the carrying is the better thing. I also, like, Maddie makes a really good, like, kind of Southwest chicken soup situation. Mm-hmm. And I've come around a lot more on soup over the last, like, 3 or 4 years, but it is always, like, I want my soup chewy. Sure. You know, like, yeah, that's, I need some texture in there. And what I don't want is just soggy ingredients. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, like, I think that some of those really ingredient heavy soups, mm-hmm, they end up just kind of being served like cereal.
Yeah.
Where, like, here's a bowl of things you want to chew in a bowl of something that's going to make them unchewable. And I don't like that. I'm not in.
Yeah. I think that's valid. I think there's something to this idea that the, like, hard components of a soup need to be able to hold their own and, like, keep some kind of good texture in the soup. Like, I think that's completely fair.
Yeah. If you take out all the ingredients, soup is still soup, but those ingredients aren't still soup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I judge it against that base thing.
Sure.
Meanwhile, sausage, fucking tasty all the time. No complaints. I've never complained about sausage.
Yeah.
Unless it's in links. I prefer it in patties, but not relevant.
Okay, yeah. I was going to ask if you have a preference between, like, a patty and a link, or just loose meat.
I mean, truly, I want my meat and gravy, which is effectively sausage soup.
Sure.
However, I'm definitely, I'm a patty enjoyer, not a link believer. I get around sausage links if it's, like, for lunch or for dinner or, like, in a bun.
Sure.
But breakfast sausage specifically, like, give it to me in a patty or crumble it up in something. Oh, yeah. I really hate, like, really hate tough skin on breakfast sausage links. It bums me out so bad.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's it. Like, I think for me, like, same. For breakfast sausages, I don't really groove with the ones that are in tube form.
Yeah.
but otherwise, I do really enjoy. Like, I think what it is with breakfast sausages, when they make the, like, the Lynx version of them, they tend to be really thin. So they get rubbery fast when you cook them. Whereas, like, like, a good, like, full sausage link is, like, big, you know, like, you like the big ones, like, bigger than a hot dog. Like, I'm talking, like, a brat, you know, like, those guys I love, but I don't really want something, like, skinnier than a hot dog to call itself a sausage, you know?
Yeah, no, I absolutely 100% agree. And I think for me, the girth of the sausage does have the most to do with the texture of the sausage. And I'd rather, I guess, flat and wide than long and thin.
Yeah. If sausage moves on to the next round, which we won't know about until our second guest judge casts their vote, and possibly even longer if it ends up being a tie. But assuming sausage moves on to the next round, it would then be going up against salt. How do you feel about that matchup?
Okay, so that's really tough. I think this is always, every year when I've been on Munch Madness, it's kind of come down to this, like, where is the line drawn between ingredient and food?
Yeah.
I truly do not know that you can make good sausage without salt.
Sure.
We were just talking about soup and saying that if you take the soup, or if you take the sausage out of the soup, you know, you have sausage, but you don't have soup. And so I kind of feel like if you take the salt out of the sausage, maybe you lose a lot there. So I really don't know. I would have to think about that one harder than I have. I think right now I'll say I'd go sausage just to, like, pull for my vote. Mm-hmm. But I would hear an argument either way for that.
Sure. Anything is going to have a hard time beating salt in this tournament.
I totally agree. I mean, like, salt is, I really think there is maybe an ingredient list that, like, is so core to the foundation of so many other things that it's just hard to put it up against anything else. Like, salt, sugar, flour, like, those are things that are really difficult to compare to food and meat.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of why bread has won the tournament 2 years in a row, right? Because it is, you know, salt, sugar, flour, water. Like, it's all these essential things just kind of combined.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I haven't looked at the full bracket. Has Bread retired with the championship belt?
So by the time this episode comes out, we'll know.
Okay. All right.
At the moment of recording, it's a tie, and we don't know yet.
Dang, that's crazy, man. Yeah. Bread is a powerhouse. Yeah. And I think Salt is the LeBron James to Bread's Michael Jordan.
Okay, so you think Salt could be the new GOAT?
I'm having a really hard time sitting here and thinking of anything that I would like passionately argue against Salt. The only thing that comes to mind, I know it's been in the tournament in past years, I don't know about this year, is Rice. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that Rice is a similar level of base ingredient to Bread.
Sure.
So I think that Rice and Salt could be an interesting conversation, but if you told me Salt wins this whole thing, I would not be surprised.
Sure. Well, speaking of Rice, should we get into our next matchup?
Hey, yeah, I know. I transitioned that really well, and then I looked over at my screen on like what you had sent me. I was talking about. I was like, oh shit, it's Rice.
Oops. That's okay. All right. So as we alluded to, our next matchup comes from the People's Choice bracket, and that is of course our first seed Mountain Dew against fourth seed Rice, which feels like kind of cursed seeding, but it's how the people voted this year. So Matt, what are you thinking? Are you gonna do the Dew or is Rice nice?
No, I'm not gonna do the Dew. I'm gonna stick with what I just kind of went on with, and I'm gonna let you sit with the fact that you just asked, is Rice nice, for the rest of your life. Anyway, I am not a Mountain Dew stan by any means. Sure. I don't dislike Mountain Dew, but I'm a Diet Coke guy, and I prefer my sodas like I prefer my cows brown. And so I don't feel like Mountain Dew has enough of a stranglehold over me to make me want to vote against Rice, which again is like base ingredient. I eat Rice almost every day.
Sure.
We have two Instapots and a rice cooker, and it's not uncommon for me to make stovetop rice because all three of the other things are dirty from making previous rice. So I really like Rice, and I think it's one of those like base ingredient goat kind of things. Like, you know, one, every quick service restaurant in the North America situation is going to get knocked out of the universe if they can't have rice.
Sure.
Like Chipotle and every Chipotle like that isn't Subway isn't going to be able to survive without rice. And also it's the base to so many like international dishes. It's too good, man. It's too valuable. It's too important to both my existence as a human being and also food across the world. It's got to be rice. If this was Pitch Black Mountain Dew specifically, I'd vote for Pitch Black Mountain Dew because it's the best, but it isn't. So what do you do?
Fair enough. That's what Mountain Dew gets for being too general.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it.
That's the rub. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those ones where, like, I think the funniest outcome would be for Mountain Dew to win.
Yeah, 100% that's the funniest outcome. But that's like, what you want to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to lie. I think that'd be great. But, like, I don't think it should. I think you're absolutely right to be voting for Rice.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Who's your other guest this week? Is it G?
No, it's your co-host, Andrew.
Oh, good. I'm really curious to see what he answers to that. There is a non-zero chance that he would go Mountain Dew for the chaos of it all, so that's really exciting.
I'm really curious. I made sure not to schedule Giovanni for this episode because I don't want Giovanni having to vote on Mountain Dew. It feels dishonest as the producer to put people in whose answers I know, you know?
Yeah, it feels like stacking the ballot box a little bit, for sure. I feel like you either have to have Giovanni as like the first person to talk about Mountain Dew, or he's not allowed to talk about Mountain Dew the whole time.
Yeah.
Which I would definitely like, if you asked me to be on like a catch-up episode, I would probably, what's that word when you're like, I can't be in this court, I know this man, or whatever. It's not excuse, but it's something It's not excuse and it's not recluse, but those are the only two words.
I think
it
might be recuse.
Recuse! That, holy shit, Tom, you got it.
I think that's
exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not impartial enough for ketchup.
Yeah, I'm not. I am biased towards ketchup. I'd be biased towards ketchup, I'd be biased towards Diet Coke.
Sure.
Anything else I think I'd fight for, and I feel like Giovanni would say the same thing if you asked him to vote on Mountain Dew, at least by his honor as a podcast host. I hope that he would.
I don't know, because on the other hand, like, I could see him being like, no, fucking stop, no Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is not a food. and that's also a valid argument against Mountain Dew in this tournament, right? Like, people have complained about coffee making it far in the tournament before for the same reason, where it's like, it's not a food, it's a drink. And to them I say, sure, if that's what matters to you. To me, I say Mountain Dew, yummy.
Yeah, and like, I think that Mountain Dew almost in a weird way sits in this similar category of like food, quote unquote,
sure,
to salt, where it's really more of an additive than it is an actual standalone thing. Mm-hmm. Whether you are adding salt to a dish, or you are cooking with salt, or you are like adding Mountain Dew to barbecue or something, or you're drinking it on the side, you know, whatever. Like, I think that it's, if you want Mountain Dew to be a food, which I'm not going to say that it is, but if you want it to be, you got to put it in something, which makes it an ingredient, which puts it in the salt category, which I don't feel better about, but that's just logical to me, I guess.
Would you rather drink warm Mountain Dew or soup?
Okay. Hold on. Warm Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Or hot Mountain Dew?
Okay. Hot Mountain Dew or cold soup?
Cold soup. Yeah. Absolutely cold soup. Liquid should be cold. I can't do the hot liquid thing. I drink like literally maybe 2 hot chocolates a year. And then I'm like, I'm good on hot liquid for another year. I will sit before you and slurp cold tomato bisque before I drink hot Mountain Dew.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I think that's the only sane response to that question.
Me too. What pervert's out there like, yeah, microwave my Mountain Dew and then bring it over to me, pour it on my naked body like I like it.
Babe, could you whip me up a pot of Mountain Dew, please? I saw like an Instagram reel of a guy who's turning Mountain Dew into wine. Have you seen this yet?
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok and I've not engaged. I've like seen it and been like, nope, not for me. Not interested.
What I find fascinating is like he's been documenting the process, right? And like, by all accounts, it seems like it's not horrible. Deeply cursed, but not horrible.
And you think about it though, is like, what's Mountain Dew? Water, sugar, and green dye number 7. Like, there's no way there's anything else in there. So yeah. I guess if you're pulling the sugar out, then I don't know shit about dick when it comes to making wine, but
I don't think there's supposed to be shit or dick in the wine. That's all I know.
Not any kind of wine I'm drinking, but you know, I'm not here to king shape.
I save those things for my sausage. Important question for you. Assuming Rice goes on to the next round, which hinges entirely on Andrew voting like you.
Good.
Assuming Rice goes on to the next round, it'll be up against potatoes. So as a Midwesterner, how you feel about this potential matchup?
First off, offended that you would ask me. Second off, what are potatoes if not Western rice? I think I go with potatoes because, truth be told, because they take cheese better than rice does.
Sure.
Like, you can put cheese in rice, but it's not as good as cheese and potatoes.
Look.
And you can do about as much with either thing. So you gotta draw that line somewhere. And for me, I think I draw it at cheese synchronicity.
Look.
Cheese-renicity is it. That's it.
Synchronicity.
Synchro-cheesy. Synchro-cheese.
It's funny, like, I, you know, working in Italian food, I'm exposed to the one type of rice that takes cheese really well, and that's risotto. And, like, even I gotta go with you on this one. Like, yeah, potatoes, yeah, better for cheese. Better for, I think, creaminess overall. Like, a really good risotto is wonderful, but, like, I don't know if it's more wonderful than a really good mashed potato.
Yeah. And, like, here's a hot take, and you work at an Italian restaurant, so please don't fight me about it, but here's a hot take. Risotto can't do anything that cheesy grits can't.
Okay.
The cheesy grits are just better risotto, I think, and they take half the time. Hey, hey, hey.
I got a bag of grits. I got a bag of grits in the studio with me as we speak. I do not have a bag of arborio rice in the studio.
Yeah, I think potato over rice. It's hard. It's another one that, like, if I think about it too long, I might change my answer. But sure. The heart of the cards says potatoes.
Yeah, I mean that's a tough one because for me those are both like those are top four in this tournament. And having them go against each other in the second round, like, I mean, that's just how it works out. But, like, they could have easily made it to the finals together.
Yeah, I think that I think you've got some real goats going against each other early, yeah. Especially next round. Like, the second round of this is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Way harder than I think what I have been tasked with today.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're going to see some people cry over the next few weeks.
So it makes a good tournament.
Exactly. Matt, thank you so much for calling in and sharing all your thoughts on liquid temperatures and solid temperatures, the validity of Mountain Dew as a food stuff, and whether or not rice is good at holding cheese. Do you have anything you want to plug, anywhere you want people to find you? Now is your chance.
Yeah, you can find all my stuff on Debate This or at debatethiscast.com or at Debate This Cast on social media. Hopefully Andrew does a better pitch than I do. We do the same thing. So whatever Andrew says, just listen to him. Or if you want more of me specifically, you can find me at MC_DJ_MC on all the social medias. I do a TikTok every once in a while sometimes. That's the thing that I do now. So you can follow me there, I guess. Drink your liquids cold. Judge your grains by how they mesh with cheese. And Elon Musk can go to hell. Those are the three things that I want to pitch on No Bad Food here today.
Thanks be to God. Let's pray.
and also with you.
So there we go. Matt voted for sausage and rice, which, knowing Matt, that tracks. But I mean, it's still anybody's game. So guys, don't start pouring out all the liquids just yet. You know, we can keep the soup and the Mountain Dew on the table for a little bit longer, at least.
Please don't pour liquids into our electronics because you're mad at us. We really don't want that to happen.
That's just such a bad way to take out your frustration. Yeah. If you're going to pour out your liquids anywhere, again, pour them on a cop car.
Or just pour them out to the Lord.
Pour one out for Jesus. Before we get to the second judge, let's go to the mid-roll and tell the folks at home how they can support the show, huh? How about that?
You can support the show by not pouring Mountain Dew into our electronics.
You can also support the show by pouring Mountain Dew into a communion cup and drinking it for Jesus.
That's true. Actually, the winners of this round will be the new communion stuff.
So I was joking for a second there, but that guy did just make Mountain Dew wine.
He did. You could theoretically use that for communion.
Holy shit. Somebody could bless the Mountain Dew wine and drink it as Jesus' blood. Guys!
Jesus is amped.
New religion! New religion dropped!
This is just like bringing me back to doing like vodka and Red Bull shots in dirty karaoke bars.
This is bringing me back to doing vodka and Red Bull shots at church. If you're enjoying the show so far, make sure to hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on so that you never miss a new episode. While you're at it, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or sharing this episode with a friend. For every new rating and review we get during the month of March, we'll be donating $2 to The Depot, our local food bank here in NDG. They can turn every $1 into $3 worth of food for a family in need. So by doing the simple free act of leaving a rating and review of this show, you're functionally donating $6 worth of food to people who need it. There's literally no other way to turn water into wine, so if that math is exciting for you, go do it. You can read all about what The Depot is doing at the link in the description of this episode.
Unless you turn the water into Mountain Dew first.
True.
If you join our Patreon, you'll get access to our new religion. Headed up by Tom, we got some cool robes. Really, you want to get in here.
It's called Mountain Dewdeism.
If that isn't enough of a pull, really rethink your life. But you'll also get access to our exclusive newsletter, the No Bad Food Recipe Club, and our Discord server, where we post new recipes for you to try out and share with your friends and family, and also provide maybe some meditations, chants, and considerations on the blessings of the dew. Plus, patrons are invited to participate as guest judges on Munch Madness. So if you want to pour out the chalice, so to speak, act fast and we'll do our best to make it happen. If you aren't already a member of our cult, I mean Patreon, please consider joining up at patreon.com/nobadfoodpod today. All hail, Mother Potato.
Praise be, praise be. All right, let's get to our second guest judge and find out what happens to our wet little friends. All right, folks, as I alluded to earlier in the first half of our show, our second guest judge on this week's episode of Munch Madness is the one, the only Andrew Henderson, one of the other co-hosts of Debate This. Andrew, how you doing?
Hello. I'm doing well. It's Saturday morning. I'm halfway through my first coffee and things are good. Things are good. This is like, I think, the best part of the week, like Saturday morning. One coffee in. This is it. This is peak.
Honestly, like, I'm in exactly the same spot. I had my first coffee like 20 minutes ago, so it's actually kicked in a little bit. And the kids are watching some Netflix in the other room, and Teffer's sleeping.
Beautiful.
And everything is solid, you know? I don't have to deal with anybody except you, and I'm dealing with you by choice.
Yep.
This is perfect. All right. Well, you know why you're here. You're here for two very important reasons, and that is to help us decide who moves forward in our People's Choice and write-in categories. So are you ready to get this party started?
As I am ready. I've been prepared. I've been thinking a lot about it, and as always, I'm delighted that these categories are as unhinged as always.
You've definitely got one of the hardest matchups to vote on here today, so we'll get to that one second. I think I'll start you off with something a little easier, and that's our write-in category.
Okay,
this is between our first seed soup and our fourth seed sausages. So what are you thinking? Tell us who you're picking and why.
Man, I think this is an easy one. I mean, it's gotta be soup, right? Like, it's gotta be. Like, I don't think there's any way that it can't be soup. And, you know, I've been on the, well, I guess, okay, maybe there is a way that it can't be soup. So, are you looking at, is this soup the category, or like, I'm going to like open a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup and put it on the stovetop for 30 seconds. Like, because like I have already been on the show to talk in extensive length about how much I love pho and ramen. So like, if those fall under the category of soup, then like, there's no chance in hell that I can't vote for soup.
So as always here on Munch Madness, the criteria are entirely up to the judges. So if ramen and pho are soup for you, then they count.
Soup for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's not a snowball's chance in hell. I mean, it's got to be soup, right? Like, it is much like sandwich. It is the universal language. There's a soup for every meal. There's a soup. Cereal is also a soup for breakfast. There's a soup for every meal, a soup for every season, a soup for every vibe. Sausages can't say that.
That's in the Bible, I think. Why do you love soup so much? Why do you hate sausages? Tell me.
You know, I don't hate sausages. I'm okay. I legitimately don't love sausage casing. I find it like texturally just to be kind of a nightmare.
Sure.
So, you know, when I get like hot dogs, like I love hot dogs. Give me a good chili dog any
day.
But I will usually get like veggie dogs
or,
you know, something without a casing. I can't stand, I don't love bratwursts, like unless like you cook it to hell, like just absolutely like tender. I don't like the like tough exterior of a sausage. I mean, I love a good chorizo and like a breakfast hashed, you know, that will bring you back to life. But yeah, when you're pitting them to each, I mean, there's never not a good time for soup. Like, I mean, pho is my favorite food. Ramen is a close second. Like, if I am going to get food by myself, if I'm going to order out, if I'm going to like, if I'm in a, you know, if I'm traveling for work or something and I'm just like by myself, I'm going to 9 times out of 10 go to a ramen restaurant and sit at the counter and just like, just have at it. Right.
Sure.
So yeah, you know, it's like, when you get just like a big old bowl of whatever noodles and such, you never feel like sick full. Like it's always like, it's kind of like a sushi feel. Like it's like satisfying, but like, I never like leave like feeling like awful.
You and I think eat different quantities of sushi.
That's fair. That's
totally
fair.
So I gotta say, if I go for a sushi meal, I'm not leaving till I feel
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe maybe that's a personality trait then.
But I hear what you're saying, though. Like, between soup and sausage, one of those is heavy and makes me feel like I need a nap after, and the other one is soup.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I my summary statement is I don't dislike sausage. It's just situational.
Sure.
Whereas soup is not. So. Okay.
Cool. I can respect that. I'll tell you now, our other guest voted for sausage. But also, I think from the vibe that I get, is not big on the casings either, but loves the loose or the patty kind of form of sausage enough to make it worthwhile.
Sure.
You know?
The old Jimmy Dean's style.
Yeah, you know, a little breakfast situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
So we'll be throwing that one to a tiebreaker, which is always fun. Should we get to our real chaotic matchup?
The main event.
This is literally the final matchup in our like first round. Is the one that I saved this one. Normally, I would have saved the title match for this kind of thing, but because of how fucking unhinged this is. I was like, I'm going to save this one for last. And that is, of course, from our People's Choice Division. The first seed, meaning it got an overwhelming amount of support in the nomination round, Mountain Dew versus the shockingly fourth seed, Rice.
You monsters. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, one of those is the front of the house, and another one of the, and the other is the back of the house, right? Like, Rice is never top bill in it, but like Rice is always there as a supporting actor.
Andrew, what are you voting for here? What's happening? Are you about to do it? Are you about to do the thing?
I might do the thing. Look, I might do the thing. Look, we talked about this. It's a little behind the podcast curtain, if as you will. You told me about this maybe a week or two ago, and the first thing that came through my head was, well, of the two of these, one of these is a perfect complement to a taco and a burrito, and the other one is rice. and then in the interest of putting my proverbial money where my mouth was, I went to Taco Bell 2 days ago, and in the cold light of day, which like a 4 p.m. Taco Bell is, it just hits different.
Sure,
it just
sure.
hits different. So as I sat in my kitchen eating my lukewarm Taco Bell, I had my big gulp of Baja Blast Mountain Dew, and I took a sip and I expected it to be amazing, and it just wasn't. It just sucked.
Okay,
it just sucked. And my partner is sitting there. She's like, "What does Mountain Dew Baja Blast taste like?" And I was like, "The only answer I can give you is turquoise." I can't answer it other than that. And I just I dumped most of it. I was very disappointed. So looking at the fact that like rice, much like soup, there's a rice for every season. There's a rice for every meal. You know, rice is versatile. Rice is always there. Rice is like, rice got your back no matter what. You know, it'll make a really soupy Indian dish a little less soupy.
Sure.
It'll put some beans in there. You've got a Cajun side, right? Like, it's just versatile. You know, I gotta give it to rice. Okay. I gotta go rice.
Okay. Oh my God. For a minute there, I thought you were about to tell me that you're voting for Mountain Dew. I was like, I was so ready. Well, I can tell you now, the other guest judge also voted for rice. So okay, Mountain Dew was a very good bit for this season.
It is a really good bit.
But at the end of the day, this is a food competition.
If the collective age of this panel were 10 years younger, maybe that would have gone a different way.
I don't know, honestly. I think if I had just brought in Giovanni Colantonio instead of you and Matt, it would have gone differently.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you want, I'm surprised that Matt and I agreed on at least that. Giovanni definitely, I'm sure would have been Mountain Dew ride or die.
Okay, well this is exciting, and honestly, like, a little unprecedented to me. Like, I was very much ready in my mind for people to just like ride this bit into hell and make Mountain Dew the winner this year. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm kind of relieved that you didn't. I'm kind of relieved that Rice is moving forward.
Listen, I was prepared to. I was super prepared to. I need you to know that.
Sure.
Because I had a whole thing like, Rice doesn't have gamer fuel, which like, Fair point. Yeah, Race doesn't have gamer fuel.
It's true.
But also, it's been 15 years since I've had gamer fuel. I'm sure that it's not good. I'm sure that it doesn't hold up.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, as much as I love Mountain Dew, I see it as a treat. Instead of like rice, like I don't eat rice on a daily basis, but I eat rice a lot, and rice is important, and rice is good, and rice, like, frankly, just from a show production point of view, rice is so much easier to do a shitload of content about for the rest of 2024.
So much easier to do more content.
I was like, there's a distinct possibility that all these other podcasters I'm bringing on to vote in this tournament will see the opportunity to saddle me with a year of Mountain Dew content and say, I can't vote for rice. I have to fuck Tom over here.
You know, what's so funny about this particular matchup is I think there might be as many rice varieties as there are Mountain Dew varieties. Which is wild.
I think I would risk a relapse to try the Mountain Dew wine.
Yeah, it looks like, I imagine, like liquid rust would look, but that is not enough to deter me, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, okay, to its credit, rust is a little, like, more golden in color than...
All right,
neon green. Like, to me, this looks like what the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would drink after a hard week of work. My challenge here with Mountain Dew in this tournament was, if it had won, you know, in a hypothetical universe where everybody collectively decided to make 2024 a ridiculous, terrible year for me, I was going to see how many things I could cook with Mountain Dew. I was going to see, like, how many of the other foods in this tournament I could combine with Mountain Dew in ways that would be successful. And
there has to be a few. Like, you could do, like, a sweet sauce or something like that.
That's
you know?
The thing. I think anywhere that you like use like the juice of a citrus fruit, you could potentially substitute Mountain Dew.
Very, very true.
And now I kind of want to cook a pot of rice in Mountain Dew and see what happens. And maybe I have to do that.
You doing that.
Do you think I need to do this? Do you think I think I do, right?
I guarantee you there is at least one YouTube video up there where somebody makes like a Binging with Babish-esque video with cooking with Mountain Dew. Like, that has to exist.
It's gotta.
Yeah.
What I want to do now is I want to find ways to make this good. You know, it's all fun and games to say Mountain Dew can't have won a food tournament because it's not a food. But I think we need to, because of the overwhelming support that it got from whoever stuffed the ballot box this year, it deserves to be treated like an ingredient a little bit. So that's my promise to you, the listeners, is that I will not let Mountain Dew die in vain in this competition, and I will do something with it this year.
The thing that comes to mind is, like, I feel like you could do like a tropical, like a fish sauce or something, like a really citrusy fish dish with it. I think that might work. Or like a Mountain Dew ceviche.
Cook the shrimp in Baja Blast.
No, don't threaten me with a good time.
See, this is what I'm saying. I think it sounds like fun. I think it could be...
Yeah.
We have something here. I'll do some experimenting. Okay. Well, this is exciting. So obviously sausage was Matt's pick. Soup is your pick. Mm-hmm. One of them is going to go into the next round and go up against salt. Do you think soup stands a chance in that matchup?
Oh, man, salt is hard, right? Like, you talk about, like, if rice is the supporting actor, then salt is the fucking camera guy, the grip.
The best boy.
I mean, like, the best boy grip. I don't know. I mean, what is soup without salt?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what is a bowl of instant ramen if not 30% sodium?
It's a tough one, right?
Yeah, I do not envy anyone who has to make that decision.
Yeah. What about the other one, which will just now be our quarterfinal matchup now for the People's Choice Division, is potato versus rice. This is crazy.
West versus East.
This could have been a finale matchup had they not been in the same division here.
That is wildly poetic. Yeah. Interesting. So my partner doesn't love rice, so we tend to have a lot more potatoes in this house.
Sure.
However, I think I would still go rice as like my ideal, as like my perfect side, perfect like complement.
Fair enough.
Still more versatile.
Yeah. I don't know. I I think I get more excited about a good potato dish than I do about a good rice dish, but I think rice is more reliable.
Yeah. That's where I keep leaning is the fact that it is just like the perfect base for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And if you start to get into like different types and preparation methods for rice, like it really does kind of become more exciting as you go. Because yeah, like just plain, like plain boiled, steamed, whatever you want to call it, like plain white rice, plop it on a plate, it's good to go. That's not always inspiring, right? And like I can see that being just like how pasta gets boring if you eat it as your default weekday meal every day of the week. I can see rice similarly going in that direction. But then you have things like risotto and paella and like
Right. Where that's rice. not even like a compliment. It is the feature.
Yeah. That's it. And I'm like, for me, like the fact that those things exist, the fact that Brock's jelly donuts from Pokemon that I can't remember what they're actually called exist, the fact that sushi uses rice, all of these things are such a vote in the favor of rice for me that like,
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited that rice gets a fair shot in this tournament and didn't get wiped out in the first round by Mountain Dew.
Hell yeah. Well, and because Mountain Dew v potatoes, like that's even sillier.
That would have shot Mountain Dew to the finals.
Yeah, probably.
That's the thing. This was the matchup that I was like, if Mountain Dew wins against rice, Mountain Dew is going to the semis for sure.
Yeah.
But now, this keeps things a little more level. Thank you so much for voting again this year in Munch Madness. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I mean, hey, debate this. That's where I come from. We're a show. We talk about games and comics. Our whole bit is we come to the table every week with a hypothetical question like, what would happen if Kirby ate a boss from Metal Gear? And the rest of us argue about it. It's fun. It's a good time. Even if you don't know what the heck we're talking about, tune in. You can find us at Debate This Cast on the socials and the such.
Your most recent episode, I think I messaged like 3 out of 4 of you directly with separate moments that made me almost cry or wheeze in public on my way to work. The prompt is something along the lines of turn a classic work of literature into a Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Yeah, my God. So any content creators out there listening will know that, look, like content creation is a journey, right? Yep. Like there are times where you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck. We have an episode that needs to go out tomorrow. And for those times, I recommend anyone having a parking lot of ideas that upon which you 3 years prior went and on a late night bender just made a bunch of threads of ideas. And so that particular thread was, what's the next episode in the Sonic storybook franchise? Which, like, again, a game, these are 15-year-old games that came out for the Wii, but it was the famous Sonic and the Black Knight, which is the one that he has a sword.
Yeah.
And that would be a funny bit to do that. And then that turned into, all right, well, let's talk about the public domain and put Sonic and Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, my God.
It was good. It was a real fun time.
It was perfect. It was very perfect. I got to say, yeah, like, I echo that. I'm teaching a podcasting class right now, and one of the first things that I kind of talked about with the students in my class was this idea of, like, I call it the 20-10-5 rule, but it's the same thing as your parking lot, where you sit down and you throw out 20 episodes that you think could be good, and then you narrow it down to 10 that you think you could realistically do sometime in the near future, and then of those 10, you pick the 5 exciting ones and make them happen, right? And, like, to have an ongoing list like that of things that you could potentially do, it's a lifesaver when you're in those last minute situations of like, what the hell are we going to talk about this week? And why is it Sonic again?
It is. And especially if you have content that is, you know, a little more evergreen, like both of our shows technically tend to be, right? Like it's the lifeblood.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you can't always just farm the news outlets and talk about like what's the latest this month? Because, like, I don't want to talk about... There's nothing to talk about. Just talk about, like, Helldivers 2, right? So, you know, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's one of those things.
Exactly. You don't want to do a Pal World episode? Why not?
I was in on Pal World for about a week, and then I hit the curve of, like, you have to grind a bunch of stuff, and it loses its luster pretty quick.
Yeah, that's super fair. That's how I feel about homemade spice blends. That's a dumb joke. I'm sorry. All right.
Incredible.
This was fun. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us again.
Of course. Always.
Where can people find you on the socials?
Debate This. It's just Debate This Cast. I'm not even participating anymore these days of myself, so just find me at Debate This. That's all you need.
I feel that so deeply. Thank you so much again.
Good to see you, friend.
There we have it, folks. Mm-hmm. The king has fallen.
We've got an avalanche.
Andrew voted for soup and rice, which means that rice will officially move on to the next round and face off against potatoes in the quarterfinals. Mm. This does, of course, mean the end for Mountain Dew. And this reminds me a little bit of in my youth when the Man in the Mountain, New Hampshire's iconic rock formation, finally, after many hundreds of years, or perhaps thousands, finally crumbled.
Yeah.
The mountain has eroded, the dew has evaporated, and we are looking into a starchy new world.
The rice has conquered the mountain.
Now, of course, soup and sausage are still locked in a battle, and if you want to put your finger on the scales of justice, head to our Instagram page at NoBadFoodPod and vote. Do you want sausage to win? Do you want soup to win? Do you want soup and sausage to win? Too bad. They just tied and we have to break it. Mm-hmm. The winner will be announced at the start of next week's episode, so make sure to hit subscribe if you haven't already. Otherwise, you might not find out the results or the one true path to enlightenment.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. All right, folks, that brings us to the end of our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening to No Bad Food. Do you want to be part of the conversation? Hit us up on the socials at No Bad Food Pod and individually at Teffer Bear and at Tom Zalatni. If you like this episode and you want to help to make the show even better, you can head to patreon.com/nobadfoodpod to donate.
For as little as $1 a month, you'll be joining the ranks of our fine disciples, Chantal H., Gab, Erica, Andrew, Chantal T., David, Mallory, Sarah, Carol, Ann, Rachel, Aslam, and Anne. They may all be getting new names soon, still TBD. Our patrons can get access to all kinds of awesome perks, including the ability to request topics for episodes of the show, dawn meditations, and being picked up by our alien overlords when they arrive. If that's exciting for you, head to patreon.com/nobadfoodpod and make it happen. We also have merch, and you can hit the merch link in the description to get all sorts of great stuff from our friends over in the Pod Cavern. And of course, you can support us for free by leaving a rating and review on your podcatcher of choice and by sharing this episode with a friend who you'd like to join in the holy family of No Bad Food.
Mm-hmm. Let the dew wash over you. Lift up your hands and let the dew wash over you today. You're on the top of that mountain. You're on the top of that mountain, reaching out your hands, and you can feel the dew. And the light of the sun washes over you as the mountain washes you in the dew. Our theme music is by Zach, Drinking Mountain Dew at Communion. Call that Baja Blasphemy Angles. And our cover art is by David Rice Flam. Bensound.com. You can find links for both of them in the description. You can find links for both of them in the description of this episode. And last but not least, this show was produced by me, Tom Zalatni, and you, Teffer Ejemian, and edited by me, Tom Zalatni, as part of the PodCavern Network. You can find out about all the great shows on our network at www.podcavern.com.
Praise him! Praise him!
All right, folks, that's it. That's enough for this week. See you next time. Zedzi Zedzo. See you next time. And in the meantime, may the peace of our dew, which passes all understanding. Remember.
You said this was Mountain Dew Dayism.
Remember, guys, there's no such thing as bad food. You understand. It just takes a little time. Time you know. No Bad Food is a proud member of the Podcavern Network. For more great shows like this one, head to podcavern.com.
Hey there, I'm David.
I'm Tess.
I'm Giovanni.
And I'm Greg.
And we're Left Trigger, Right Trigger, your video game book club.
Each episode, we pick a topic, and each of us brings a video game that we think best fits that topic.
Tune into the show to find out how Super Mario Land is all about travel.
Or how Bloodborne is a game about sacrifice.
Or how SimCity is actually a conspiracy to mine data about human infrastructure.
No,
we
Greg,
have to stop
that.
We're
not doing
data.
This right now.
And
this,
we have
no,
to talk,
we're doing a it's a promo. Please stop.
Intrigued? A little scared? Us too. Make sure to catch us every other Tuesday on your favorite podcatcher app. See you there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to live in a city full of superheroes? To literally see people fly across the sky? Crap.
What are you up to, Angus?
Oh, hey, Sal. I'm trying to record an ad for the podcast.
Heroes Don't Do Paperwork?
Yeah, that one.
Need any help?
Yeah, actually. I'm just trying to tell people about the show, about how you and I work at a newspaper in Super City, and how we interview various citizens, from the people we call neighbors to the city's greatest heroes. But I'm having trouble wording it.
You could just use that section you recorded and put that in.
Huh. Yeah, I suppose I could. Thanks, Sal.
Don't worry about it. I'm off to the office supply store. It got hit with a shrink ray, so everything is 50% off. Want to come?
You know what? I kind of do. For those of you hearing this, if you want to hear more about the thrilling adventures and heroics of Super City, come check out Heroes Don't Do Paperwork on the Podcavern Network. All right, let's go.